Morning, guys. Had a good walkthrough this morning. Big game for us. You like to have big games in the month of December, and this is a huge one for us on the road, playing a St. Louis team that has really caught fire of late. They're playing well. I'm sure that place will be rocking on Sunday when we line up. Practice-wise, we should be in pretty good shape. AJ will not practice. He's still going through the protocol for concussions. Hopefully, we'll get him back before the week is out. Other than that, Antoine might be the only guy that we'll hold back today, and everybody else should be working. So we have a lot of work to get done. Big preparation day for us on our base installation on offense, defense, and special teams. But I like the focus of our guys. They're really focused today in our meetings and the walkthrough as well. So hopefully that'll carry over into what we have to get done at practice.
Is Whitfield more just for rest, or is he
more for rest? Knee was bothering him a little bit, so we just want to give him a little bit of rest and get back at it tomorrow and Friday.
Has AJ passed any level of those post-concussion tests?
He has, Tim. He's getting closer, so we should know something tomorrow, have a little bit more conclusive idea whether he's going to make it or not, but he's getting closer.
If he's not able to go, do you feel comfortable now with Josh perhaps playing 70 snaps or whatever it is?
Yeah, I mean, he's playing a lot of snaps now in the nickel, because today that third corner is almost a starter the way the league is going. So, yeah, we feel very comfortable.
Some kickoffs on Sunday. What would be the situation there? Would it just go back to Marcus?
We'd go back to Marcus, being the lead guy. Yep.
Either way, even if AJ is healthy, he had the fumble, obviously. Mm-hmm. Would you feel more comfortable with Marcus even if AJ is able to go?
Yeah, coming off of a concussion, we probably would. It'd probably end up being Marcus, but we'll talk about it. It will probably be Marcus.
Just in general, how have you felt about the production you've gotten from the rookie class? I mean, there's been so many of those guys contributing this year.
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, it's what a coach would hope for when you are playing a lot of young guys to get the type of production we've gotten out of Matt, who's third pick in the draft, and he's been everything we all hoped that he would be at the left tackle position. He's really solidified that spot for us, which is a very demanding position in our league, and we really feel like we have a guy based on what he's done this season who's going to solidify that position for a long time. And with Harrison and Josh and now Jarius and Rhett, I mean, just you can go on and on. Our young guys have made a major contribution towards our team this season, and we knew that would be the case going back through the offseason, that we were going to need production from each and every one of them, and for the most part, we've gotten that. They have really, really helped our team.
Have you had to do anything to, say, simplify schemes or anything because of the amount of youth you have in your starting lineup this year?
Early on, we tempered some things a little bit, but having an off season helped us a lot. The fact that we could really introduce them to the way we wanted to do things and get a better feel as a coaching staff for what they could or couldn't do has helped us. So we've kind of grown as the season has gone on, but we didn't pare it back a whole lot. I mean, they're pretty sharp guys, and the off season helped us a lot.
Your finger on anything you could shake up this week for the road situation to try and squeeze out a road win?
Yeah, if I knew what that was, then we'd do it, whatever that is. But we're going to, we know there's some things that we can do better when we play on the road, and we're going to work on getting that done. And we've talked about some things that we got to do to play better on the road, and hopefully we can get that done.
With how tough they are pass rush-wise, being on the road in a dome, how would you characterize the challenge for the offensive line?
It'll be a big challenge. I mean, they're second in the league in sacks, and I know that place will be loud on Sunday, so we'll have to really work hard here at practice on trying to simulate that noise, similar to what people experience when they come to our place. So it'll be a big challenge for our offensive line. There's no question about it, and for our offense in general, trying to function in that environment. But we've been in some tough environments in the past, and this is one where we'll have to rise to the challenge.
What went into promoting Troy Kropik on Friday, and he was inactive for the game, obviously?
Say it one more time.
What went into activating or promoting Kropik?
He's done a good job in practice, and that position, when you talk about the offensive line, it's very tough to find guys sometimes, Tom, and the fact that he's played so well and done so well in practice, we didn't want to lose him, so it was a chance for us to elevate him, but he's earned it through the way he's worked, but that's a hard position sometimes to feel when you're trying to, get linemen.
So was somebody else trying to sign him, another team?
He's a Minnesota Viking, so.
You mentioned their pass rush. What stands out to you about Long, and are you able to pick Brendan's mind this week to try and figure out some things to do against him?
Oh, yeah. We've talked to him extensively about some of their personnel that's still there from his days there. But both Robert Quinn and Long, they're two outstanding pass rushers. They give them great edge rush on both edges. So they're guys that we're going to have to contend with. We'll have to do some different things to kind of offset what they're capable of doing. But our tackles, they've got a big challenge ahead of them. They have good defensive tackles as well. So it's a good front. They've got a good front.
As you look at the totality of the quarterback position and everything that goes into it, how much of your comfort level with Christian is also being able to read the defense pre-snap, check you out of bad plays and things like that?
Well, that's part of what we ask him to do. I mean, you can see sometimes where, you know, he's throwing some of those quick slants into eight-man fronts, and part of that is his checking out of a run to a pass. So we do have some of that on his plate. He's been able to get that executed for the most part, but that's part of being an all-around quarterback and functioning at the position. He's shown that he's capable of getting that done. So we have confidence that he can make the changes at the line of scrimmage that are necessary.
How much do you want him to temper some of those throwing the smoke routes? Because it looks like on the one play where he ends up losing the football back there, he's thinking Jarius is doing one thing, Jarius does something else, and the whole thing's a mess.
Some of it, you know, we can control sometimes from the sideline, but it still comes back to what he sees. You know, we tell him what the look is and when he can throw a now route or a smoke route. And so, but at the end of the day, he's the guy that has to make that decision. Am I handing it off? Am I, you know, throwing it outside?
Develop if you are reducing the amount of things that he's going to be responsible for doing. You're going to be handing a lot to Adrian. You've made no secret about that. How can he still develop if you're kind of marginalizing what he needs to do?
Well, I don't think we're marginalizing it, Brian. We're playing to our strengths, and that doesn't mean that we can't open it up and throw the football. But you know, when you've got the best running back in the National Football League in your backfield, I just don't know if you want to revolve around the passing game. You know, our offense is going to revolve around number 28, and there's no secret to that. Christian is developing. We're going to have opportunities to throw the football during the course of this game. We're going to have some completions. He did a good job, as I mentioned earlier in the week, about that fourth quarter. Those third down completions that he had to help us clockwise were big in that ball game on Sunday. We're going to need some of that again this Sunday if we play the way I think we're capable of playing, where he's going to have to make some key third down decisions, some key red zone decisions. That's a part of the development as well. Having to drop back and throw it 30 times doesn't necessarily have to be a part of your development. There are a lot of things that go into developing at that quarterback position, and it just so happens he's in a situation where he's playing with the best in the business at a position, and one day Adrian is going to retire, you know, 10 years from now, and maybe, you know, Christian won't have that same luxury, and more will be on his shoulders. But for the time being, I mean, it's going to revolve around 28.
How much will these final three games factor into your decision at the quarterback position long term, just with what Christian does?
Well, you know, we anticipate him just continually getting better and playing better over this ball game and the remaining two ball games after St. Louis. So not looking to next season or trying to figure out, you know, who's going to be our starter next season. We expect him to play well against St. Louis, and then we get ready for the next ball game. But we need him to play well against St. Louis, period.
Do you feel like you've made a pretty steady progression? Obviously, the numbers have kind of been up and down, but from your perspective, do you feel like the progression has been steady? Do you see that there?
He's made some improvements. There's no question about it. And when you look at, you know, early in the season with some of the things that he accomplished, he hit a bump in the road along the way, and now it's a matter of just getting through some of those moments that most quarterbacks that are young go through, and you know he's got to continue to improve. And you're in a situation now that is sometimes unique for a second-year quarterback. You're in the middle of a playoff race in December, so this will be, in a lot of ways, a defining moment for where he is in his development as a quarterback. And I think he's made progress. There's still more progress to be made.
What's your reaction as a coach when you have a struggling passing attack? You finally go to open it up Sunday. You have the play action to Devin deep on the post, and you can't connect on a play that's there.
Yeah, I mean, that would have been a huge play for us on offense. It would have really changed the complexion of the game in a lot of ways. We didn't connect. We believe there are going to be some opportunities in this ball game against St. Louis similar, because I'm sure they're going to play us the same way. You know, safeties close to the line of scrimmage, pressing our corners and pressing our wide receivers. And we're going to need to hit some of those shots. You know, we need to complete make a catch down the field to get people to loosen up. So the challenge will be there again this week, Dan, and you know, we got to find a way to get it done. Otherwise, it makes it very, very tough for our team to get what we want. So the opportunities will be there. Now we got to connect.
Peterson had a career high 31 carries on Sunday. Yeah. Are you still monitoring those numbers of carries closely? Or, I mean, is that sort of not a little less relevant at this point?
Yeah, we're still paying attention, Dave, but it's not to the point where we say, well, when we get to this point, we're going to shut him down. We're not at that point now. But we are conscious each quarter, you know, how many carries does he have. We have a number we want to try to get him to by the end of every game, which we think will help us to be successful. But it's not to the point where we say, well, when you get to this number, we're going to, you know, make sure Toby's in the game.
You can never have that number at this point, can you?
Probably not, Brian. But, I mean, he's done a great job. I mean, we put a lot on his plate, and he was named NFC Offensive Player of the Week, and for good reason. He's been tremendous.
A lot of talk about, you know, him or Peyton, comeback player of the year, seem to be neck and neck.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you evaluate that?
Well, you know, what Peyton has done is incredible. What Adrian has done is pretty incredible as well. So it's I can see why it would go right down to the wire. But they both are, in my mind, deserving. I mean, what Adrian has done, what Peyton has done, I mean, just tremendous coming off the type of injuries they both had.
When Sadrey signed back in March, I think that we and probably you looked at it as the veteran presence who was going to be in that room. You ended up going with the three young guys. How have you felt about the construction of that position with those three guys together?
Well, a lot of thought went into that decision, because you're right. When we made the decision in March, we had an intent. But at the end of training camp, you know, we made a decision that we thought was best for our team, not only in the immediate but in the long term. And looking back, I don't think we made the wrong decision. I think we made the right decision. But there was a lot of conversation, a lot of thought that went into it, and I think we made the right decision.
Are you keeping any tabs on the playoff picture as a whole? Do you look at a standing set right now?
I'm aware of where we are, for sure, and, you know, made our team aware as well. But the most important thing for us, Dan, is concentrating on St. Louis, because, you know, we got to win this game. And if we don't win this game, it just puts us in peril. So I've tried to bring the focus to that without, you know, ignoring the fact that we're in a playoff race. You know, every game for us at this point of the season is like a playoff game, and no game is bigger than the St. Louis game. So
you're still relatively inexperienced at two of the three linebacker positions. How big of a difference has Chad made, and has he kind of, you know, has he been sort of that coach on the field for those guys?
He really has. I mean, Chad, he's having a very good season, but the thing that I've been impressed most with him is his growth as a leader. And you're right, we've got two guys who, in Jasper's case, he's never started this many games. Aaron is in his second year as a starter, so he's still very young. He's still seeing some things for the very first time. But what Chad has done is provided some leadership in the classroom, you know, talking to those guys about how to watch tape, what needs to happen in practice, where their eyes should be. And we've needed that, and he's helped us. They both are improving, both Jasper and Aaron, and a lot of it has to do with what Chad has done. But beyond the linebacker room, he's provided great leadership on our defense and on our team. He's really grown in that area. And a year ago, even 2 years ago, he was very reluctant to get out in front. But you don't see that anymore. He's not afraid to speak up or to set an example by, you know, both verbally as well as his action, which is good.
You've been very patient with Christian and his development. Does there come a point where you have to almost be tough, you know, be more demanding, that, you know, you see that in a game?
Well, we do, you know, talk to him about what has to be done and how things have to be done. And you guys aren't privy to some of those meetings and what we get done. But we, you know, we make it clear what has to happen at the quarterback position for us to be successful as a team. So he's well aware. We think we're demanding the most and the best out of him, like we are with all of our players. So it's just that it's not as overt sometimes, maybe. But he knows what's expected of him at that position. But it's not a whole lot different than our other players. You know, we want everyone to play well in order for us to be successful. It just so happens his position gets a lot of attention. So, all right, thanks, guys.